Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 23, and we're reading verses 50 to 56.
Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes. But they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment.
Our focus is on verse 55. The women saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Some would argue that when the women saw the empty tomb, they had in fact gone to the wrong one. But Luke makes it clear that the women had made a point of following Joseph of Arimathea, seeing where the tomb was and noticing how Christ's body had been laid in it. This became an important part of verifying the resurrection. The other disciples had fled, but these women had stayed around and became key witnesses for the early church. Sometimes it's the small things that can count for so much. It's those personal experiences of Christ in our lives that can help others to know him too. God uses times of pain and suffering to become a point of contact with other people. Acts of kindness in the face of hostility allow Christ's love to be visible. Whatever our experience of Jesus, however small or insignificant it might seem, let's use it to bring others to know the risen Christ. A prayer. Lord Jesus, let us not dismiss the importance of the small and insignificant actions when done for you. Whatever we experience of you, help us to share it with others so that they can know you for themselves. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.